G'day, this is Nurky with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. What's that, Mr. Sheeple? You mean the Illuminati could possibly control America, and you want to bury your head in the sand about it? But Mr. Sheeple, we can't ignore history. Oh, Mr. Sheeple. That's what they want you to believe. Dictionary.com has the word launder defined as to make more acceptable or presentable, to sanitize. If we launder history, it doesn't go away. We cannot simply say history doesn't matter, because that is a load of bollocks. In his reply post, Aristoi quoted a website about the origins of the statue of Semiramis in relation to it being a tribute to black slaves. I took a look at this website, and yes, it is entirely possible that the statue of Semiramis was originally intended to proclaim the freedom of the slaves, and that instead of the book that she holds in her hand, it may have been broken chains to signify the breaking free of chains of the slaves. Now, I propose forth that it is part of an Illuminist conspiracy to doublespeak everything that they do. In the underlying statement of "you have broken free of your chains," we would really see you still have your chains, you just think you've broken free of them. Which brings me back to my statement in the first podcast for this thread.
Hey look, we control your country, your world, your life, and everything you do, and you can't even see it.
Illuminatistic and Freemasonic symbolism is wrought with doublespeak. And it's there in place for the sheeple to just sit there and ignore history. Well, a more pessimistic, anti-Illuministic view of history is that we are not free. In fact, the black slaves are now less free than they used to be after they gained their, quote, freedoms. Now that they have financial independence, they can join the rest of America and the rest of the world in being controlled and oppressed by an economic state in which they cannot flourish and cannot achieve anything because of the way that it's structured due to class warfare. What's that, Mr. Sheeple? You mean that by conforming to their version of history, you can have your perfect American dream of 2.3 kids, a white picket fence, a mortgage, and a beautiful trophy wife in an SUV? Oh yes, not to consider that one day you might have to have a license in order to have kids. White paint may not be readily available in the future. The housing boom will mean that you won't be able to afford your own home. Petrol prices may rise to a point where you won't be able to afford an SUV. And we may fall into an economic depression in which you won't be able to get a mortgage. Oh, but that's okay. They know what they're doing. They know how to run the world. They're doing a great job. Well, as Yarko Finn said in one of his previous podcasts, deny ignorance! And another point to ponder is that if history doesn't matter, why does it matter that the statue of Semiramis actually signifies the freedom of black slaves? Well, this is Nurky signing out from another AboveTopSecret.com member conspiracy podcast thread.
Deny ignorance!